Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Forgot to mention we have a short show today. Toby Altizer in for JP. Short show, we only got about 40 minutes left, and we'll turn it over to Nationals baseball. They'll look to salvage a game in the series against the Mets. 1:10 first pitch, Nats on deck getting started at 12:40. So a nice short show today, B-Mitch.
Yeah. Like it.
So I want to talk about Marshawn Lattimore. He talked to the media yesterday, and want to play some audio from him yesterday. We'll start with a fourth cut here, Landfill. He feels like when he got over here that he pressed maybe a little bit too much to get on the field to prove for Washington that he is the player that he's always been, and maybe that led to, you know, him coming back on the field a little bit early.
I just wanted to prove that, you know, they made the right decision, you know, obviously. So I just wanted to get out there and show what I can do. But, you know, I was hurt, but I don't want to make excuses. So I was out there, If I was good enough to play, you know, I can be evaluated on that, so. No, it is what it is. I just want to get out there this year, you know, show what I can do.
What does that feel like as a player, B-Mitch? Like, when you go somewhere new, is that something that, you know, obviously he felt it?
It's something that goes into every player. Like, I can remember, it doesn't make a difference if the team is bringing you into it or a team that's trying to give you a new move. I remember when Gus Frerotte, when they gave him he became the starter. And you, I don't know if you ever heard the story. Gus Frerotte headbutted the wall at mm-hmm. FedEx Field and knocked himself out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Dog, what the hell are you doing?" And his words were, "I was trying to prove to them that I'm tough." I'm like, "The headbutt of stadium proved that you're stupid." People have to understand when you become or you get moved somewhere else, they went and got you because of what you can do. Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to go out there and try to be what you're not, in a sense? If you're hurt, be honest, or just go out there and do the regular stuff. Don't try to overdo it because you begin to make yourself look bad. And he came in here to say, yeah, y'all made the right decision. But he wasn't healthy enough to do that.
Yeah, I think you saw that on the field,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
One of the things he said also in this was that he played timid last season. Nikki had written a story about this and talked about it earlier, that, you know, he felt like he played a little bit timid and he wasn't able to be himself last year. Here's Lattimore talking about that.
I feel a little timid, just not like physically, like, you know, not mentally like timid, but I could tell in my game when I watch film, I could tell how I'm stepping. You know, I look timid, you know, in my game. And now, you know, just being out there for these past 2 days, I feel way better than I did last year.
And I think you could see some of that, right? Like,
yeah.
He just didn't have that same burst.
But I don't understand why players think that when you're physically hurt or you mentally know you're hurt, that it doesn't show. So he said, not mentally, but, you know, when you're physically hurt, you mentally know you can't do it. So guess what you do? You have a slower step.
Yeah.
You know, that mentality is going to always tell what the physicality is. And I think last year, he for some reason thought he could fool himself. And he found out quickly you can't. You know, in the position he plays, if you are a moment off, that's 5 yards of separation.
Yeah.
And that looks bad.
There are certain positions where you can maybe get away with a little bit, but not that one. Right? Like, if you're a step slow, if you're hesitant at all, especially against the receivers in this league, you don't stand a chance.
You got a problem.
And there's a reason why he struggled against Mike Evans, against A.J. Brown, against these guys, because those dudes are operating at as close to 100% as they can be at that point in the season, and you're not.
What you saw, he knows that he could play all those guys very, very physical. But he also knew something was missing in this game.
Yeah.
So what he tried to do, all the extra stuff, and it cost him. The PIs and all that stuff, the holdings, it cost him. But he knew the whole time, I ain't ready for this.
Yeah, and I think you can see it. There was a play against Philadelphia. I think it was the second time they played them that they ended up winning. But he was covering A.J. Brown on the goal line. I think they were at the 2-yard line, and A.J. Brown ran a simple slant. And by the time Brown was 3 or 4 steps into his slant, Lattimore was still in a stance.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell that he just wasn't right.
Yeah, he didn't have it. And listen, man, you have to applaud him, too. He went out and gave what he could. But a player will – I don't want a player to – if the player's on the field, the way you think is if I'm going against you, I'm like, if you're on the field, you're ready to go. I'm not going to take it easy on you if you're banged up. And once you step on the field – you're telling the world you're ready to go.
Yeah.
That stuff should have been solved before he got to the field.
Well, and I think that's part of the thing. I mean, when you traded for this guy, he was injured, right? And so, to me, some of the issues for last year on Lattimore's part, I don't even know how much I blame on Lattimore. Like, you traded for a guy who was injured, and he was injured all year. Like,
yeah.
That kind of happens. That comes with the territory. I mean, you need, like you were saying, like, at some point you'd prefer him to just be honest and say, look, I don't have it.
Yeah, but I think it comes down to learning a person. And when Adam said we'll have him for a full season in our program now, which means you also get to know who he is. You know how he reacts. There are other guys that are on this team that may have an injury. You know they say they're okay, but you know that they're not because you know the person now. So I think now they've been around him long enough to understand who he is and how he reacts and how he works. And they also know he's like an AI, Allen Iverson. John say you got a calm a fool than resurrect a corpse. He's a guy that's going to try to go out there and go for it. And that's the type of guy you got to say, nah, we're going to set you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know you want to go. But I also know that you're not in a position to go out there and be who you are.
Well, and I think, you know, this is part of the reason why some people were looking at it saying, oh, you could have cut him this offseason, saved about $16 million. I don't think that was ever going to happen. But I think if they truly understand that this guy wasn't 100%, you got to see what he is at 100% before you make any move. And I think
they traded for him because they know what he could be.
Well, and part of the reason, too, you don't make a trade in season without thinking that guy's going to help you out the rest of the year. So you can't say that. But part of the reason that you go after a Lattimore versus some of the other guys that were available, this guy's under contract for this year and next.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was probably a failure of the first half season with Lattimore. Doesn't mean that this year and next year he can't still get back to a form where he becomes the Marshawn Lattimore that you traded for.
I agree. But I think what a lot of fans got to start doing, stop always throwing money into it as if you know how the money works. Like, too many people judge, oh, he we can save this money, we can save that money. This is the NFL. You know how you win? Spending damn money. If all you do is save money and don't spend money, you're not winning a lot of damn football games. And stop fooling yourselves as if you know it, because just like I said earlier, by the time Jaden comes up, it's another $40 million, maybe more than that, on the salary cap. And you can't worry about, oh, if you pay Terry, then you got to worry about Jaden. No. Terry's deal will be done when Jaden's deal comes up again. So let's stop always worrying about the money. Guys make a lot of money. They normally make six to eight figures in the NFL. Don't judge it based off of what you make, because you're going to always think people make too much. Hell, rookies make $800,000 basically now. You think that's too much, probably. Most people probably think that's
yeah,
too much.
100%.
You know what? That's what they make. That's the going rate. Stop saying it's too much. It's not too much. It's what the hell somebody gave them.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to line one and Crazy Drew. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, guys. You know, I was calling before when you were asking who the most impactful player is going to be for the year. And, you know, one of the things that's great about football is a team sport. And I think the impact we're going to have this year is the whole offensive line. You know, for those of us who can remember the Hogs, there's not one of those guys that made the Hall of Fame, but that was the best offensive line in the history of football. And I think we're stacking up the plays. And I'd like us to be able to just inflict our will on the other team, running the ball, throwing those screens and open up Jaden. I think it could be a hell of a year if that line clicks. So that's Tunsil, but it's Tunsil and Biadas and the new guy we just got and Coleman, the whole guys working together. You know, maybe Cosme coming back. So I'm excited to see offensive line be the identity of the football team again.
Appreciate it, Drew.
One of those guys in the Hall of Fame should be more than one, though.
100%.
I mean, that just tell you got some dumbass reporters who vote on that.
Well, and one of the things, too, when you look at the offensive line now, B-Mitch, you look at a unit that has probably five pluses across it. When you look at left tackle, Tunsil's a plus, right? Brandon Coleman's probably going to slot in left guard. You still don't know yet because he hasn't played guard, but I'm assuming I think he's going to be a pretty good guard.
He's thick. He'll be one.
Biadas, a center, that's a plus.
Yep.
Cosme, when he returns at right guard, that's plus. A plus, maybe even a plus-plus. And then Joshua Connerly, when he slides in at right tackle, plus. He's a first-round guy who you're going to develop into being a plus.
Wally being a guard or a tackle, being a swing guy,
I mean, suddenly you look across that line, B-Mitch, and that's not just, you know, two pluses and three minuses. That's five pluses.
Yeah, yeah. And you can win with that. You know, the whole thing about it is, listen, every O-line is not full of all great players. But you know what? It's not the individual talent. It's the sum of the parts. If those guys play well together, that's better than you being very good and the other guy being very good, but y'all don't have no chemistry.
Yeah.
If you don't have chemistry on the offensive line, you are not going to look good.
Let's get out to Elijah in D.C. Elijah, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
I'm confident in Lattimore's return. I think when they made this investment and they knew it was going to they knew who they were getting when they beat out some of the other teams to get them Kansas City and some of the effort that they went through to get him. I'm like, they're not going to go through that to cut him. They know what it takes in house. They know what it takes to go at that position. And I think just overall, the mindset of the defense is going to play it to his strength. He like to put hands on you early. I do think he got in trouble a lot just from you know, he wasn't right, so he had to rely on certain things that you just don't want to have happen. So he's like, man, you try to save the game, you know. He's trying to just make sure, hey, man, our defense can just get it from this spot versus, you know, a guy scoring a touchdown. So I get it. So I think this time around he'll be in a good situation. We'll be able to put heavier guys on different parts of the line. Don't be surprised. I think if how they move these guys around the line, I think people are like, okay, well, maybe they're just going to have a big guy in the middle. Now, I think they're going to move them based off of what they think they're going to get. If something going backside, they may say, maybe we want to be heavy over here, and we can get a heavy guy here, we can get a heavy guy over here on defense. So I think, you know, don't be surprised when they move and they're able to get more guys, even on the back end. A lot of these guys put hands on you early. But that's what I think that's going to help our pass rush out. I like the connection that's happening between the secondary and the front line. It looks like they're getting guys that complement each other versus, like, you know, just guys that don't fit with each other. So I like what's happening, and it looks like it's just going to be a lot of rotation. Like, when I'm looking at, you know, Lattimore, he's going to be a one, but I feel like it's going to be other guys that's going to take on certain roles on certain downs to just keep it advantageous, so, you know, for everybody to actually win. So just because you were one and we put you down like this, it's like, nah, man, I think they're going to rotate and move so everybody can have a chance to actually succeed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
appreciate the phone call, Elijah.
That three linebacker set, certain stuff we ain't get a chance to see. We ain't see that three linebacker
100%.
Set. 100%. We didn't see the three guys up front that they were trying to do. So let's really get a chance to see as the complete picture. We didn't get a full puzzle. So I think, even myself included, I'm like, well, sometimes we're making declarations and we're saying this is things that are happening based off an incomplete puzzle.
Sure. Elijah, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah. I think one thing that I really appreciate about this coaching staff, and I think it kind of opened my eyes when you heard how Dan Quinn talked about when they acquired Lattimore, is they have a plan for anybody that they bring into this organization. They understand where they're going to try to put these guys, and they'll adjust as the guys, you know, get into their system and stuff, but they have a plan. I don't think there's any doubt that the plan didn't necessarily work last year with when they got Lattimore, but doesn't mean they still don't have an idea of what they want to do with this guy. So I think when they acquired him, hearing how he talked about, you've got to go get a guy that's a lockdown corner, like you were talking about. When you get a chance to get one of those dudes, you do it. I think we still haven't seen that Lattimore yet. No. So I'm intrigued, like what Elijah's saying, we haven't even seen him at his full health in this defense and what it can be. And if you can get him healthy, I think you can have this defense going from being middle of the pack to being a really, really good defense because it just opens up so much more.
You've been around sports long enough to understand that you can't just every time somebody don't look good right now today, you just get rid of them. But that's if you, whenever somebody comes in, they're not what they are supposed to be immediately, everybody want to just get rid of them. If you keep doing that, then guess what? You won't have anybody around. No, you won't have a damn. But it's hard to say, okay, let's get a guy a chance to show us. And then if you, sometimes when you invest a little time into something, you get more out of it. Instead of just dismissing it all the time. I hear so many people saying, get rid of, get rid of, get rid of, get rid of, immediately. And I wonder, do they do the same thing in their lives? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I guarantee they got some crap in their life that they should have got rid of a long time ago. They haven't got rid of it immediately, did they?
Yeah, you just have to have some patience. And I think when they made this move, they were obviously thinking about the short term because you don't make a move in season without that. But they were thinking about this year. They were thinking about next year. And I think when you get a true number one corner that can come in here and then help out, like I think part of the moves this offseason might have had Lattimore in mind, like drafting an Amos, signing a Jonathan Jones. But I also think that they understood, too, that if Lattimore's just back to himself, those guys are still going to help you, and you just suddenly turn a secondary into a strength of yours again.
Remember, though, they let St. Juice go. So they had to get another cornerback.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if Lattimore was in mind or not, but they got rid of St. Juice. That had to be filled.
Well, and again, like we were talking about with Nikki earlier, I think when you look at a potential outside corner duo of Lattimore and then Amos, and Amos is just going to get better as the season goes on, and then you have Sammer still back inside.
Igbinoghene is still here.
Yeah, like Jonathan Jones can be used inside and outside. Suddenly you've got a good secondary. I think there's some questions at safety. I think that's understandable outside of Quan Martin, who's that second safety.
Quan played well, very well last year, and I think they love Percy for some, like they love Percy. And Percy now he keeps getting mentioned this offseason. So guys take those steps yearly, you know. There are some guys like a Jaden who shows up and instantly you say, oh, wow, we got this. Some other guys, every year they just take those incremental steps. You know, because people always say, what's your year 4 or 5? Is the 4, 5, 6, 7 is like the prime of people's years. That's what he's in now.
Got Nats baseball coming up at 1:10. We'll get you wrapped up here and then send you over to Nats On Deck coming up at 12:40. More to come with B. Mitch and Finley next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for J.P. Finley today. Dan Quinn addressing the media right now. We won't have time to play that for you today. But an update on Noah Brown, B. Mitch. He did say that he doesn't have an update other than he's having an MRI. He didn't specify on what body part he was injured yesterday. He was carted off the field at minicamp. So a little bit concerning on Noah Brown. But we'll have really no real update other than he's having an MRI today. You worried at all about that then, hearing that?
At this point, no. I mean, I've watched guys get hit. They limp a little bit, then they're good later on. You know, players get scared just every time any injury happens to.
Well, especially at this point in the offseason.
Yeah,
right?
So, I mean, no, I'm not worried right now. If something comes out, then I'll know. But based off of everything I've heard and what you see yesterday, didn't look like it was something super major, but you never know.
Leading up to Nationals baseball coming up at 12:40, 1:10 first pitch today for the Nationals. B. Mitch, you've been paying attention to the Nationals at all. They have not been playing the best baseball. They've lost now four
straight. I'll just tell you this. When I turned on the TV the other day and I saw the stories about the bat dog, I realized that they weren't doing very good on the field anymore because those type of stories come out when there's a lull in the performance.
Yeah, when things aren't going good, you talk about the bat dog.
Yeah.
The encouraging people on this team, though, I think, I mean, they're going to probably have, so you have all-stars every year, but it's because every single team has to have an all-star in Major League Baseball. I think there's at least two guys that are going to make the all-star team, and it has nothing to do with being just the representative for the Nationals. I think James Wood is well on his way to being a representative, and I think Mackenzie Gore is well on his way to being a representative for the team. Mackenzie Gore pitched well again the other day against the Mets. They ended up losing in 10 innings. This is a tough one, B. Mitch. This is one that you feel like you got to win. Nationals were up 3-1. They put three runs on the board early, and Mackenzie Gore gave up a couple of runs, but that was it. So when he left the game, they were up 4-2. That's when you feel like you got to find a way to win. They weren't able to. They gave up two runs in the eighth inning and then ultimately gave up a run in the tenth after they didn't score, and they lose 5-4. But, you know, Mackenzie Gore now lowers his season ERA to 2.88. He's the league leader in strikeouts, went six innings, gave up two earned runs. He's been really, really impressive to watch this season.
What's his record?
It's 3-5.
See, that right there is a problem to me. Now, see, I know we do a lot of praising of certain people. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Their bullpen and closers have been a problem for a long time.
Big
that's
time.
Not just something that just popped up
well,
this year.
And that's something that I think is interesting because that to me is that's a Rizzo philosophy. And I understand it to an extent because the most volatile position in baseball is a reliever. One year a guy can be great, next year a guy can be horrible. So you don't want to invest significant resources in that. But it's also not shocking when you go into a year like this year and you've actually got decent starting pitching and your relievers just aren't giving you anything. And they've been better recently since they've moved on from some guys and depended on more of these young guys, but it's still not good enough.
They won one World Series, and I think a lot of people run with that. But
when they won the World Series, B. Mitch, that was the worst bullpen to ever make the postseason.
But then they had unbelievable starters, okay? But there are other teams that win the World Series all the other years that their closers and their bullpen is legit.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, that one philosophy he has is not the best.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody else does it, and they do well with it.
No question. I think there are maybe some tweaks that they need to have done, and this goes back a little bit to that Rosenthal piece, which I think was a weird timing for it because I think they've made some of those adjustments, but maybe sometimes you have to adjust your philosophy a little bit. But regardless, I think the disappointing part about this team right now, B. Mitch, is you know they're 30-37 on the year, and they feel like they could be right there, and you've got to win games like you had in game one of this series, game two of this series against the Mets. They lost 5-0. Their kryptonite, apparently, is David Peterson. I think he's now appeared against this team 12 times, B. Mitch. I think Jags was given the stat on the broadcast last night. He's either appeared as a reliever or as a starter 12 or 13 times against this team. And whenever he's thrown a pitch against the Nationals, they've only lost The Mets have only lost one of those games. David Peterson yesterday, and he's not going to wow you. He's not lighting up the radar, any of that. But 9 innings, 6 hits, no runs, struck out 6, complete game shutout, stuff that you never see anymore. Mm-hmm. The thing that was unforgivable for me last night, B-Mitch, and that happened twice now in this Mets series, is their base running, and it's time and time and time again. It happens under Davey. I think that this is something that either Davey doesn't put enough emphasis on, or maybe he needs to change his philosophy. But last night, it's 8th inning. You're down 5-0. You're probably not going to win the ballgame. Mm-hmm. But you end up with a single with Louis Garcia on second. They send Louis, and he gets thrown out at the plate.
Aggressive.
But you can't have that when there's only one out, and you're down 5-0. You can't run into outs on the base pass. Yeah. It ruins any chance you have. And so little things like that, to me, are the reason why a ball club can't take that next step, because they can't get out of their own way. Mm-hmm. Like, I was talking to Gore a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned that. He's like, now, you know, we've put together some good performances at the big league level. Now we got to find a way to turn that into wins. Yeah. And I was like, what's the next level for that? He said a lot of that is not beating yourself. And I think that's what this team runs into too much, is they beat themselves when they already have a small margin, and then you beat yourself.
And their excuses, that's our philosophy. You know what? Just like players have to adjust and change, the management has to adjust and change too, their philosophy. That philosophy doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've talked, and I know I talked with, what you call him the other day, which I was a guy called Zuckerman.
Zuck, yeah.
And Zuck said, yeah, they're ahead of schedule. They could be even more ahead of schedule if they adjust some of their damn philosophies.
Well, and so that's a tough one to hear they're ahead of schedule. I don't know that they are. Maybe in terms of their
– maybe that's another philosophy that they tell everybody ahead of schedule. Let's be real. If you had better bullpen and you ran the bases better, you might have a better record, right?
That's true.
And that would mean that, guess what, you're probably – ahead of schedule.
And so what I think is interesting, B. Mitch, is like you look at the Wizards and the way that they've been. I think the Wizards and the Nats now find themselves in similar spots, aside from the fact that the Nationals are coming off World Series, right? Mm-hmm. Where the Wizards have been bad for so long.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, they changed their front office, and so it's a clear different change in philosophy, and I can get on board with what they're doing now.
Yeah, the Wizards,
It feels like, even though it's just, if you look at the records, it's like losing year, losing year, losing year. There's a clear change in there. There hasn't been any change for the Nationals. Like, Mike Rizzo's still the general manager. And so I think, whether it's him, whether it's ownership, whoever it may be, I think if you asked Mike Rizzo,
I think Rizzo's a good general manager, but
I think he is.
He's in a position where every time something goes wrong, and it could be his, the learners get blamed.
That's true.
That could be things that are really his issue, but he never discussed about it. It's always the learners.
Well, and I think he would have looked at this year as a time to go spend money to try to win ball games, and like you're saying, I think ownership has some of the blame. I think they could have invested more money in the team, and you could have had a better product. But to your credit, like you're saying, last year it's not like he had more to work with, and they had a much better bullpen last year.
Mm-hmm.
He brought in a guy like a Derek Law, a Dylan Floro, who you flipped at the deadline. He brought in guys like that this year. Jorge Lopez, gone. Lucas Sims, gone. Colin Poche, gone. They didn't even get to the month of June, B-Mitch. Like, that's three dudes you brought in to help out the pen.
Yeah.
That's you have 8 guys back there, like, that's 3/8 of your bullpen gone before you reach the midpoint of the season. And regardless of whose fault, that's on Rizzo.
Yeah.
That's on guys in the front office being able to identify talent, regardless of what you're – like, as much as we want to talk about the bullpen and adding resources, that's the place where you can actually save money and still build a good bullpen.
Yeah.
And I think what you're seeing is the guys that have actually been helpful are guys that they brought in internally, like Cole Henry moving along, Jackson Rutledge has struggled recently. But I think that you just need to see this team take that step, and it feels like they've been in the same spot the last couple of years. It's like banging your head against the wall where they're right there. You could see them have a breakthrough. Every single time they approach 500, they go on a 4-game losing streak. It's like they're right there, but they can't get over the top. And it's frustrating year after year to end up in that same spot.
Because they were just coming off of what? Winning 9 of 11 or something like that?
Yeah.
And then boom.
Yeah. I mean, they had a winning month of May. I think they were 15-12 in the month of May. There was a 7-game losing streak in there. So that's a pretty good month when you consider that.
Hell yeah.
That's a 15-5 stretch or whatever it is somewhere in there. But they have to take that next step. And it felt like this could have been the year to do that because James Wood was going to be in the bigs. Dylan Cruz is hurt right now, but Dylan Cruz is going to be here. CJ isn't getting any younger. You're not going to have more control of him. Mackenzie mm-hmm. Gore took a next step. And that's what's so weird about this national season is the guys that you think are the long-term building blocks of this franchise are having great years. CJ's been good. He's been in a slump recently, but CJ's been good overall. James has been awesome. Gore's been good. Irvin's been up and down. But you've seen guys that you feel like are building blocks of this team have good seasons, and yet they're 7 games under 500 and looking like they're going to be maybe 2 or 3 wins better than they were last year, and that's not enough improvement at this point in the rebuild.
And you can't see the comparison I make is this team had a bunch of coaches come through and did not do great jobs. But everybody blamed the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now that same thing is happening over with the Nats, where the people that are handling the business have a free way. They're just free because they can always blame the owners about what they're not spending. But you know what? You can find a way and get the right people in there. You know, you've done it before, and you can do it again.
Yeah, they've got to find a way to get better as a ball club, but we'll see if they can get back on their winning ways, and hopefully they can win one up in New York because they've got a 7-game stretch here, B. Mitch, where they can make some hay. And they've got 3 at home against the Marlins and then another 4-game stretch at home against the Rockies. That's 7 winnable games in a row.
If you don't do it then, you got problems.
You're going to be in some trouble if you can't win those.
If you don't do it
then,
you better change the damn philosophies.
We'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Get you set for game 4 of the NBA Finals. A good one last night.
We'll be in studio tomorrow. Get ready for the fight.
Yeah, they're going to be maybe there'll be some fireworks.
I'm going to take you down, B.
All right.
Maybe some fireworks pre-show with Landfill and B-Mitch.
I'm beating them down.
Appreciate Peter Rosenberg for joining us earlier in the show. Appreciate Nikki Javala for joining us as well. I'll be in for JP once again tomorrow. Got plenty of stuff to talk about. Wrap up Commanders minicamp. Also get you set for game 4 of the NBA Finals. That's going to do it for us on B-Mitch and
questions
Finley.
Ready. I'm ready to answer the questions tomorrow.
Series finale of the Nationals and the Mets comes up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.